In these days, as we are preparing the day after tomorrow to celebrate the glorious feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, body and soul into heaven, we also have the feast of many, many saints. Today, Saint Hippolytus and Saint Cassian, both of them martyrs. Saint Cassian was very interesting, and it's a good thing that his feast is at this time of the year, because he was a teacher and he taught in not a public school, but whatever was similar to that, and he taught about Christ, and his disciples, his students, were all pagans and they hated it. And so they got together and after school they killed him. They beat him to death. Nothing, you know, that is worthy of a student and worthy towards a teacher. But as a result, St. Cassian is a great martyr of the church. St. Hippolytus, too, was not a teacher, but when he refused to deny Christ, they tied him to horses and they made the horses go in different directions till his body was basically burst asunder. His arms and legs were in one direction and the other. A very horrible way to die. And of course there are other saints that merit our attention in these days, such as Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, that famous 20th century saint who was a Hebrew and converted to Catholicism. First of all, she became a philosopher, and then the philosophy led her to belief in Christ and the theology of the church. And she became a Carmelite nun and was forced to emigrate from her native Germany and Poland to Holland with her sister, and eventually the persecutions of the National Socialist Masons reached also Holland, and they were apprehended and sent to the concentration camps, where they eventually were murdered there, martyred for the sake of Christ. But an interesting thing, they died both because they were Jewish and because they were Jews who converted to Christ. What a wonderful thing for them. And there are many, many other saints in these days that we venerate and to whom we look up to for what they teach us, what they say to us, and what they give to us. It was they, of course, who showed us how to follow Christ. And of course, this is the day of the week dedicated to beloved Saint Joseph, most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the principal Mass we're celebrating is his feast, the feast of St. Joseph. But also, it is the 13th day of the month of August, which means it is a plenary indulgence day, that if we follow the prescriptions of the law, that we can receive today as we pray before this miraculous image of Our Lady of Fatima, a plenary indulgence. So many wonderful things that are given to us on this day as we prepare tomorrow to celebrate the Vigil of the Assumption, and Friday, the glorious Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.